flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 107. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Coming up a little later in this hour, I'll be talking to former State Senator Susan Kent about the passing of Senate President Kerry Dietzig. She died following a battle with cancer, a very lengthy battle that she fought with all of her heart. And we were praying and rooting for her that she would come out of this and keep kicking butt in the Senate. But she has gone on to be with the Lord. And so we want to definitely lift her family up in prayer. And we'll continue the discussion of her life and political legacy here on this show, this hour and next. So please stick with us. At 1:30, we'll be talking to Susan Kent about the life and legacy of State Senator Kerry Dietzig. But we're going to be switching gears here because I tell you, it has been a week for me. I was talking earlier this week and talking earlier in the show, excuse me, with Frank Bruni from the New York Times. One of my Star Tribune columns was selected for Best Sentence of 2024. If you haven't listened, go to WCCORadio.com and please download the podcast because we had us a good old time chatting. He's now one of my new BFFs and he has no idea how I'm about to insert myself into his life. I'm surely he's teaching over at Duke University and y'all know me. I'm getting, as soon as this show is over, I'm going to book me a flight so that I can go and just invade his classroom and have a good old time with him. And yeah, so he's probably going to have a restraining order on me in very short order. So when people were calling to congratulate me, I had no idea that they were talking about my column making it to the New York Times best sentence list. I thought they were calling to talk to me about one of the assignments that God gave me this week. You know, as we get ready to have Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Minnesota State Capitol on February 3rd, a lot of business owners who were at last year's event have started signing up. On my website, they go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, click on Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. You can sign up right there. And so as the participants were signing up, I'm just looking. I'm like, oh, that's Catherine White with Black Root Sauces and Seasonings. Let me see what they've got going on. I saw the registration come through. I need to check on them and see how they're doing. And so I saw that their van had broken down. And they had raised about 165 bucks for through their GoFundMe. And I thought, okay, well, I'm gonna make a donation. And the Lord was like, nope, you're not gonna make no donation. You're gonna go and buy them a whole van. And I thought, surely, Jesus, you are not talking to me. You are absolutely not talking to me because I don't even have a new van myself. And surely the Lord was talking to me, and now I am talking to Catherine. She is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline because, girl, I surprised y'all. Y'all were not ready for me.
Not ready for you at all.
Y'all were not ready for me because you all signed up for Black Entrepreneurs Day, and you, the Lord just put you on my heart immediately. And when I went and saw that you all had set up a GoFundMe page because your van was breaking down, I thought, oh yeah, I'm gonna just donate some money, you know, and just, you know, make sure that they have a little extra in the kitty. And but then next thing I know, the Lord was like, go over there and get them people a van. And first of all, let me just tell you, I ain't never bought a van for myself. Okay, the van I'm driving around in now is in Sean's name. And so this was a faith walk for me because this is something I had never done. But you got to talk to me about what happened with the van. Back me all the way up to, I know that you all have your sauces and seasonings and Hy-Vee, you do pop-ups. And the sauces and seasoning are amazing whenever you all are out somewhere.
Thank you.
You
Thank
know,
you,
you
Camille.
all, that's your husband, Jervis. Hey,
Yes,
Jervis.
Jervis. Yes.
So you all, the van was just kind of conking out because you guys had really put a whole lot of miles on it, and it was just time to get a new one. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so we've had it for several years now. You know, it was a second hand as well, but the power steering was going out, and then it completely went out. And there was an issue where I was making a turn or whatever, and I actually fractured my wrist. Turning it because power steering's completely out, right? And then just going downhill with several other things. But the most recent was we knew we needed brakes, so we took it in to Honest Ones out here in Cottage Grove, and they told us, they're like, we can't put brakes on this because the frame of where the axle is connected, I guess, was split, and they said it could be any one of these Minnesota potholes could just snap that and send the tire one way and, you know, y'all another. So they wouldn't put the brakes on, and, you know, we ended up finding somebody, to get the, to put the brakes on so we could at least stop when we needed to. But yeah, we just knew that we were on borrowed time, and
it
not
got through the summer.
It did.
Yeah.
It got through the summer and up to this point. But we knew we were on borrowed time, and we were just not being able to make all of the events we needed to get to. And so we just knew we needed something. You know, I don't want to call it a Hail Mary, but, you know, we definitely was dear Jesus because we needed something. And the Lord told us, be specific, open your mouth and ask. Reach
Okay,
out,
and
you know?
I have to talk to Jervis about that because I know how hard it is for men to say, "Hey, I'm raising my hand. I need help." What was your reaction when, you know, the Lord placed it on your heart to do this GoFundMe? Were you resistant to it? Did you say, "Yeah, let's do it"? Talk to me about that.
Well, one of the things that my mom, rest her soul, one thing that she kind of taught us was, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed. And I mean, like, we can only ask, and that's kind of all we were really focusing on.
What, 2 months before you did it?
Yeah, it took me a while. I guess one thing is, I had, you know, just knowing that we have a community, and so it didn't hurt to ask. And so if it happened, it happened. But we were just gonna try to do our best and figure it out, because that's all we can do.
Yeah, and I'm just so grateful that God allowed me to connect with you all. You know, and I tell people who are asking, they were like, oh, those are your friends. I was like, not really. I saw them at the Office Depot. They came to Black Entrepreneurs Day. I don't even think we were following each other on social media before.
No, actually, and which is kind of one of those things, being connected. But we seem to kind of, I feel like have had just oddly enough connection from the time we got a chance to see you host the Hy-Vee Summit opportunity back in February of 2022. So it's been like 2 years since we officially kind of spoke and met.
Yeah. It's been a journey that, you know, our circles keep crossing, our paths keep crossing. Yeah. You all register for Black Entrepreneurs Day. And, you know, I tell people all the time, part of the blessing is just showing up, registering, going to one of my events, making sure you're there, because you just never know how things are going to work out. You know, as business owners, we have a dollar and a dream, and we're just trying to, you know, do the best we can with what we've got, and we just never know how things are going to turn out. And speaking of turning out, how's everything working out with the van?
Honestly, everything is working out better than before, because we now have headlights that work. We have a power steering that turns the wheel, and it's getting us exactly where we needed to go to. And you know, thank God and thank you for actually blessing us, because like I said, we were just going to put it in God's hand, and that's all we can do. You know,
that's all any of us can do. Yeah. And, you know, and that's what, you know, the one thing that your wife told me when we were sitting there at Burnsville Motors getting the van. She said, I know now that God hears me, because you prayed. And there's no way for me to know your prayer, but I prayed. And so God put you guys on my heart, and he would not let me rest until I went and got this van. And so I'm just so grateful to God for giving me that assignment. And folks are texting me, they're pinging me, they want to know more about your company. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you all about this amazing company, the work that they do, how you can contract them, how you can work with them on the Shaletta Show when we come back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 1:22. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. We will be reminiscing about my friend Carrie Dietzick, Minnesota State Senator, passed away, talking to our friend Susan Kent, and remembering her life and her legacy. And the trail that she blazed for so many women in politics and community service. So stick around. We'll be doing that at 1:30 in just a few minutes. But I'm going to continue my conversation with Catherine and Jervis White. They are local business owners in Newport. They have sauces and seasonings. And they had a GoFundMe up that we have taken down because, baby, we don't need it no more. Because when they put the GoFundMe up to say that they needed a new van, the Lord put it on my heart to get them another one, and they are riding around back in business. But folks want to know, what is your business? Because when we start talking about sauces and seasoning and catering, one thing folks know in Minnesota is good food, and you all have amazing food, amazing sauces, amazing seasonings. And so I want to make sure that people know how they can get in touch with you to hire you, to contract you, to invite you to their pop-ups, and to make sure that they are on the lookout for your products.
Oh yeah, definitely. We do have a website, which is actually www.blackrootsaucesandseasonings.com. And also, our email is blackrootseasonings@gmail.com. You can always reach out to us for inquiries. Definitely sign up for our newsletter. And as we usually promote and inform also on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, just where we're going to be at. So pop-up events, you can look forward to seeing us again at Rondo Nights, Winter mm-hmm. Carnival in February, as well as the Black Market, Minneapolis, located on 767 Eustis Street in St. Paul. And we'll be doing those events and the rest of the events that we get contacted for. So, yeah, definitely reach out to us. Let us know what pop-up event. And we also do private corporate events as well. So,
yes. And so blackrootsaucesandseasonings.com. They've got whiskey, Bill's barbecue sauce. They've got some Italian seasonings. They've got dry rubs. They've got some Cajun Island Creole blend seasonings that I use for pretty much everything that I do. And that Magnificent Seven Middle Eastern blend seasoning is amazing. Also, that Southern Gold Glazed dipping sauce, that is one of my favorites. And you can go online and see all of this. Now, are you all doing any catering? That's the one thing that people are asking me. Do you all go into events and do catering?
You know, those are things that we're actually working forward to, towards to in 2025. We have
wonderful.
We kind of get involved with fundraisers, doing some charity events.
Right.
We also have one of those coming up also in February that we do every year for the last 3 years in Cottage Grove. So we promote our wings with our different flavors and sauces that we use because we're not, you know, definitely know how to cook. So and just to kind of touch on our products have always been non-GMO, no additives or preservatives, none of those hard to read words on the back of seasonings. And so everything that's on the packet is what's in the bag. So, you know, we want to keep it healthy for everyone. And it's also mm-hmm. low to no sodium. And so all organic, natural products are being used. So nothing that's going to harm us is actually just going to make us better.
And again, that website is Black Roots Sauce. saucesandseasonings.com. You can give gifts, gift cards. You can get the seasoning and the barbecue sauce, the dry rub. And here's my thing, because I don't know how to cook, so I'll be buying the stuff to support y'all, but y'all got recipes on here. And so that's good for me, for the people who don't know how to cook, because I can take your sauces and seasonings, and then I can go to the grocery store, do my shopping at the Hy-Vee, come home, and then take the recipes that you have on your website and make a delicious meal for my family. And I tell you, whenever I run out of your sauces and seasonings, you can taste it in the flavor of the food. It is not the same. So we want everybody that's within the sound of my voice, go to blackrootsaucesandseasonings.com, buy some of their products, get a gift card, check out some of the recipes. And if you're doing a pop-up of any kind, make sure you invite these amazing and fabulous entrepreneurs to your event. You will not be disappointed. Every time I have seen you all somewhere where you always sell out. People love the sauces and the seasonings. And I tell you, it is just a blessing to be connected with you all, and your drive and tenacity and the product that you put out for people is unmatched. And so I will see you guys again on February 3rd at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. I can't wait. You and hundreds of other Black entrepreneurs are going to be there so we can go and rally and lobby our legislators. And thank y'all so much for now being friends and a part of my life. I'm just so grateful that God brought us together.
Yes, amen. Amen. Thank you.
All right, y'all have an amazing weekend, and you all stick around. I'm talking to my friend Susan Kent when we come back. It was August of 2016, shortly after Philando Castile was killed, that my then 10-year-old son, Andrew, wrote a letter to the governor. He actually wrote a letter by himself. This was not something I helped him with. And he had it printed in a Spokesman Recorder newspaper. And Carrie Dietzick got a hold of the letter. It wasn't even addressed to her. It was addressed to the governor. And she invited Andrew and our family to the Capitol and talked to him about some of his concerns. And the main point of Andrew's worry at the time was that his two brothers, Brandon and Daniel, at the time could not talk because of their autism. They were nonverbal. And he wanted to know what would happen if an officer said, "Stop or I'll shoot." And they didn't understand what he was saying. And they would get shot because they wouldn't stop. And so that touched Carrie Dietzick's heart. And so she invited Andrew and our family to her office. She talked to Andrew, and she started a legislation based on that conversation to fund autism officer training. She worked for 4 years to get that bill passed so that police officers would understand and know how to interact with adults and children with autism. And I'm forever grateful for that. And that began our friendship. And so my heart was broken this morning when Susan Kent called to tell me that our friend Carrie Dietzick had died. Susan is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Susan, I am just in such disbelief right now.
Oh, Shaletta, and now you've got me crying all over again. That's one of my favorite stories about Carrie Dietzick. It's so typical of who she is.
Just wanting to do more, wanting to help, not waiting for somebody to call her name, but seeing that there's an issue and wanting to create a solution. She didn't have to take up that cause. She's not even our legislator. She's all the way in Minneapolis. I'm all the way in Cottage Grove. But she saw a need and knew she needed to do something. Talk to me about your relationship.
I was just saying, believe me, she had a long list of things to take care of for people.
Right, for her own people. Right. And they were calling. They were calling her, and she was calling me.
Calling you. And like that's what I mean. That is such a typical Carrie story. And to be like creative and see a problem and be able to find a solution and work towards it and make it happen. And it was always about caring for people. And I just, you know, I'm just... I'm so sad. She was just an amazing person. You know, in this time when we always think about, you know, some negative things, maybe about some political people. You know, I hope everybody takes some time to think about our friend Carrie Dietzick, because she was the best of people who go into politics in the way that Paul Wellstone role modeled for all of us, to make a difference in people's lives, to improve people's lives. And that's who she was. And then she was just smart, and she worked her, you know what, off, and she was funny as hell. And just a kind, good friend. Yeah.
Now, you got to tell me, speaking of a kind, good friend, that was the beginning of my friendship with her. How did you all meet?
Well, Carrie had been elected to the Senate shortly before I was. She was elected in a special election, and then I was elected later that year. And as an incoming freshman, and of course, I was completely a newbie. I was a stay-at-home mom who'd been, you know, advocating with our local the school district that you and I share, our local school board. Right. And people said, you should run. And I did, and I didn't know what I was doing. And so they gave me two mentors. I think they figured I need extra help. And one of them was the highly regarded stateswoman, Anne Rest. And then the other one was Carrie Dietzick. And so Carrie was my mentor, and she took me under her wing, and she was just kind to me and helped me learn things to do. And when I had questions, I knew she would never treat me like a fool. And so that's how we got to be friends. And then, you know, we had this funny thing. She and I were both really pale skinned with dark hair, and we would always, we'd always show up at work kind of wearing the same outfits. Like, we both wear purple on the same day. It was one of those funny things that you have with someone you work with. And we just, I think we enjoyed each other. I just posted a picture. She and I went to the fishing opener outside of Wilmer. I think this was 2017. And it was hilarious. It was cold. It was a very cold day out on that lake, but she and I had a ball, and we have these pictures that we just would laugh about. And we had a great time, just the two of us out there. And just, yeah, so many great memories.
And, you know, she became the leader in the Senate. And during her first month as majority leader, she announced her cancer diagnosis. She had several medical procedures done, but she still worked remotely, and she never missed a vote. I mean, this woman is really, you know, she was really someone who was there for the people. You know, just talk to me about the example that she set. She was a role model for you and a mentor, but you know, for so many, especially women in politics and in business, she was the gold standard.
Well, I had been the leader of the caucus. I was the first woman leader of our caucus before her. But we were in the minority, right? And so that's a complicated job, but that is nothing like being the leader of the majority when you have to hold your caucus together. And it was just a one vote majority. And it was a sign of the respect that those members have for her. And we are going to hear from people in the coming days. I think some pretty remarkable stories, but the respect they had for her and how much she cared and how dedicated her work was to making people's lives better, even if people don't always agree on what that means in terms of an actual policy solution, because you know nobody agrees with everybody 100% of the time. They respected her vision, they respected her goals, and she was able to help them see the shared vision and the shared goal, and enact some major things that will make a difference in Minnesotans' lives for so many years to come. I carried that paid family and medical leave bill for 6 years, and it never got a hearing in the Senate. And then when they had the majority, they enacted that. And people are going to see in the coming years what a difference that makes for people to be able to take time out when they have an elder parent who is dying and they need time to help care for them, or a sick kid, or when they have a baby. You know, there are so many reasons that people need that time. And that is just one of those basic things that I think every Minnesotan will be touched with. And Carrie was a huge part of getting that over the finish line.
And, you know, all eyes were on Minnesota when she was fighting cancer, and you know, she was trying to keep the party together, and you know, making sure that everybody you know, stayed connected, even though, you know, we would have just been we would have absolutely understood if she, you know, concentrated and focused on her own health and took some time away. And that would have just absolutely been respectable. But she got up every day and put on her little wig, honey, and she went to work, whether it was in person or remotely, you know, not, you know, even thinking about her own condition, sacrificing her body. And, you know, you see the productivity. It was a highly productive session for the DFL, a long list of progressive bills passed, restoring voting rights for felons after they're incarcerated, protecting reproductive rights, the paid family leave, the free meals for school children, regardless of their ability to pay. You know, none of that gets done if she's not there as a leader. So many people, men and women, look up to her. Talk to me about her time, you know, in the legislature and what it means for Minnesota. Like you said, people are going to be talking in the coming weeks and you're going to be hearing more and more stories. But, you know, her consistency, her tenacity, her bravery, her courage, you know, is something that is absolutely undeniable.
Oh, yeah. And again, smart. So one of the things that I learned, again, I was just a normal, you know, suburban mom when I ran for office, right? I did not fully understand. I still don't fully understand tax policy. But boy, Carrie did. She was on that tax committee and she understood the very intricate nature of tax policy. And, you know, a lot of people like to talk about tax cuts, but most of the time when they talk about tax cuts, those are tax cuts that are really going to benefit the super wealthy and are going to not really give much back to working families. And Carrie understood the details of how taxes work so that she could craft policies that would make sure the people who needed the help are the ones that got it. And that's a very, very oversimplified version of some very complex legislation. But she did that and she was creative. And those are the things that make a difference to people, you know? And and so, I mean, this is where people, you know, I sometimes think people's eyes glaze over, you know, when we start talking about the details of that kind of stuff. But it is in the details that you make a difference. And she cared about those details. She understood them. Like I said, she was so smart. And she was so creative. I mean, I remember we would be working on big bills and how we, you know, we're going to bring forward different amendments on the floor. And she was able to come up with these ideas. And then she wouldn't do them herself. She would make sure that if it was something that was an education focused tax credit, she would make sure that that tax credit was put forward by somebody, you know, where in their district it really mattered. And she was just thoughtful like that, like smart thoughtful, but also generous thoughtful in making sure that everybody had a chance. You know.
Right. And caring. Mm-hmm. And you did not have to live in her district for her to do that. Susan, I'm going to ask you to stick around for one more segment because there's some things that I want to continue to talk about as we remember the life of our friend Carrie Dietzick, one of which is when she lost her hair and how she made sure that other people going through cancer who needed wigs covered by insurance would have that taken care of. More about my friend Carrie Dietzick when we come back. It is 1:52. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And I don't know anyone I would want to talk to more about the life and legacy of my friend Carrie Dietzick than Susan Kent. She put up a social media post that says, "So sad today, former Senate Majority Leader Carrie Dietzick was the very best public servant, dedicated to the well-being of Minnesotans, especially those in her community. Super smart and hardworking, delightful, so many other adjectives. I will cherish countless memories. Rest in peace, Carrie." And the photos are just amazing. They're also heartbreaking to know that our friend is no longer here. Susan Kent, I felt like my soul left my body when you sent me the text during the show that our friend had died.
Yeah. That's the way I felt too when I heard the news.
And even though she has gone on, her legacy, her work is still here with us. Listen to this. Did you know this? That she personally sponsored a bill to make sure that cancer patients would have their wigs covered by insurance if they lost their hair. That law does not go into effect until next week. So she still, even though she has died, is making a difference.
Yeah. I mean, the ripples of her work will go on, I believe, for generations. And you know, knowing Carrie, that's why she did it. You know, that's why she gave so much. That's why she worked so hard, because she really believed that was the role of people who were trusted to make these decisions on behalf of the people. And she just embodied it with every breath. And that's why this is such a huge loss. And even as you say those words, because I'm still processing all this, you know, we are gonna figure out a way to honor Carrie Dietrich's legacy, because even though her tenure as a leader was short, it was powerful and significant in a way that any of us who have a responsibility to the public would hope we could do. But she absolutely did it.
And, you know, she is such an example. I had to up my community service. I had to up my giving. I had to up the work that I do, because you cannot hang around a Carrie Dietrich and keep it as business as usual and just worry about my four and no more. This woman is helping folks, whether they live in or outside of her district. It's going to make the state of Minnesota better. She was all about it. Now, as sick as she was, she's watching The View. And she called me from her bed. And she was like, "Hey, girl, what are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm working. You're supposed to be laying down. What are you doing?" She said, "Well, I'm watching The View, and they have a woman on here who her son is autistic, and he kept getting harassed by the police, and kept, because they didn't understand his condition and his situation. And so the lady started, you know, a law, whatever state she lived in, where if you have autism, they put that on the driver's license or the ID of the adult with autism, so that when police will pull you over, or, you know, they encounter you on the street, they don't have to wonder or question. It's right there on the license." She was like, "Would you like to do something like that?" I was like, "Would you like to lay down and rest, huh, ma'am?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, of course." And she was like, "I'm on it." And she's over there. She's supposed to be resting. She's supposed to be, you know, letting her body heal, taking doctor's orders, you know, not getting involved. She's supposed to be cooling out. And here she is, you know, trying to find a way to make it better for my children.
That's right. And all of our children. That's right. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the amazing person that Carrie was. And I still can't believe it, but exactly. When I talked to her last, she had struggled fighting insurance, as everybody does, and she was turning that into legislation when we had a conversation earlier just this year. That's what she was doing. She was learning from her own experience and realizing that if she was having these troubles, given, you know, she had good insurance, and that it must be that much harder for everybody else. We got to fix this. Yeah,
it is. You know, I don't think that we can really, you know, put a handle on, you know, the impact that her life and legacy has on Minnesota politics. I think we're going to be unpacking that for quite a long time. What, you know, I know for me, one of the things that I'm most grateful for is that autism officer funding legislation that she passed, so that, you know, there's money behind the funding, there's training, there's a budget for it. And, you know, my sons now who have autism are, you know, 12 and 10, but at some point they're going to be 22 and 20. And, you know, if officers are getting that training and they interact with my children, they'll know that they're nonverbal. And so I just, you know, appreciate her for that. I appreciate you for being here. Susan Kent, thank you so much for joining the Shaletta Show and taking time out of your day to be here.
Absolutely, Shaletta. Thank you for taking time to honor Carrie.
And you all stick around. There'll be more to come.